Proclamation number 2105, dated the October 9th, 1941. Process of transmission is an act of spiritual emanation of strength. Spiritual contact can always and forever be established, yet rarely in such obvious ways that the working of spiritual forces is clearly recognizable. If such contact from the beyond to earth happens, then it is also for a purpose, and this, in turn, explains that the contents of the proclamations which are conveyed to people from above are carefully safeguarded. All reservations regarding their credibility must be put aside, for that which is intended for the whole human race and not just for an individual human being is not being arbitrarily or indiscriminately imparted to a person. The least contradiction in the contents would cause people to reject it. And since it is God's will to offer them a pure teaching, he will also prevent the information from above being interspersed with errors. The giving forces are not arbitrarily permitted to teach. They receive their instructions from God and cannot add to it of their own will, for they only carry out the divine will. They are living in truth themselves and, understandably, will not distribute untruth. Ignorant beings, however, are powerless. They are certainly able to harass the thoughts of people which are on the same level of imperfection as they, but they lack the ability to dictate correct manuscripts. For worldly abilities are excluded in the beyond as soon as the state of maturity is imperfect. The process of transmitting spiritual proclamations in this way is an act of spiritual transference of strength. However, only a being of light is able to distribute spiritual strength, because it is also a recipient and bearer of strength. But ignorant beings or beings with inadequate knowledge also lack strength. Consequently, such transcripts cannot take place because they are, after all, the outcome of emanation of spiritual strength in the first place. People's allocated vitality is not enough to produce documents of spiritual content in such a short space of time. Thus spiritual forces are undeniably at work, and other forces apart from the knowledgeable ones are incapable of giving something they don't possess themselves. Knowledgeable forces, however, are united with God, that is, their will is God's will, and whatever they undertake is done on God's instructions. Were they able to do so, ignorant forces would spread error all over the world in this way, and the spiritual chaos would be incalculable. Immature beings are certainly able to mentally influence likewise immature people, which results in a completely wrong way of thinking, a completely wrong attitude amongst humanity. But this has always been achieved through deliberation. However, people who receive transmissions without deliberation are experiencing remote effects of spiritual strength, that is, spiritual beings with extraordinary strength at their disposal pass these on to a receptive earthly child which only offers its will, i.e., which keeps itself open as a receiving terminal. This process is visibly recognizable, because the results exist. They came into being without any means of help. They cannot be explained as a product of human intelligence, for intelligent thought is unable to produce such content within such a brief time span. Consequently, it is to be the working of a force which originates from outside the earthly sphere. And if a force is being acknowledged, then only good beings can be the givers, for they alone can distribute and forward strength because they are permeated by strength themselves. Since they are recipients of strength from God, thus they also share God's will. The fact that the process is extraordinary is very soon ignored and the content is most harshly criticized. This, however, cannot be refuted and that itself should be enough to infer a giver who cannot be found in the realm of evil. The adversary truly uses other means than to refer humanity to that which is good and noble. He does not preach love but hatred. He does not try to bring enlightenment but intends to confuse people's thinking. But here is wisdom clearly and understandably presented to people which only informed forces are able to convey, and all knowledgeable beings work on the instruction of God. Amen.